105.7 The Hawk, classic rock for the Jersey Shore. Welcome to the Barnabas Health High School Football Show, live from the Water Street Bar and Grill in Toms River, and powered by Community, Kimball, and Monmouth Medical Centers. Kevin Williams, Ed Sarluka, and Matt Harmon talk Shore Conference High School Football on the Shore Sports Network, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
And a good Thursday evening, everyone, broadcasting live from Baker's Water Street Grill in Toms River, and of course, right here on 105.7 The Hawk. It is week three of the Barnabas Health High School Football Show. Kevin Williams and Ed Sarluka, our broadcasting colleague, Matthew Harmon on special assignment tonight, joins us in the booth tomorrow night when we broadcast the play-by-play of Toms River North at Southern Regional. Busy show tonight as we get to the come up to the 1/3 mark of the season already. We'll be chatting with a couple of Southern Regional Rams shortly. Head coach Chuck Donahue and his outstanding two-way senior lineman, Ryan Boyle. Also joining us in the opening hour from Monsignor Donovan, head coach Dan Duddy and his tremendous lineman, Brad Henson. They'll be live with us here at Baker's Water Street Grill. We'll chat with Scott Stump from All Shore Media and ShoreSportsNetwork.com in hour number one. Also a conversation with Manalapan quarterback Mike Isabella. Coming up later on, Monmouth University head coach Kevin Callahan. Our medical spotlight tonight, spinal injuries with Dr. Justin Kubek from Ocean Orthopedics. And, of course, the highlight of the show every week, our pick six. Kevin, Matt, and Ed, we pick six games that we think are toss-up games, if anything, around the Shore Conference this weekend. With that, I throw it over to my broadcasting colleague, the coach, Ed Sarluka. How are you tonight?
Very good, Kevin. Very good. Coaches and players can't complain about the weather for these first three games. It's been absolutely beautiful. It seems like we're on a little cycle where it rains midweek, clears up, and it's beautiful for the weekend. As long as that continues to happen, nobody's going to be complaining.
And it looks like we'll be good for Friday night, tomorrow night, and also any Saturday afternoon games. I think we'll get through that fine this week. I guess maybe a little chance of something on Sunday, but that's okay. And a beautiful week this week after the rain. Good practice conditions and all of that. And Ed, as we go back, as we like to start each week, and we sort of look back at the games the week before, what stands out from week two?
Well, our game tomorrow night, we were hoping to set up two undefeated teams with Southern and Toms River North. Southern got the job done, 19-0 victory in a game that we broadcast last week at Goldberger, right, field in at Southern Regional. But Toms River North, I guess we could say it was a minor upset against Lacey Township, although most believe that that was basically a toss-up game. But Lacey has stamped their mark on this A-South race and beat Toms River North and put 37 points on the board in doing so. So we'll have a 1-1 Toms River North trying to get back in the race. Can't afford that second loss if you're North, because I don't think two losses is going to get you any piece of that A-South this year.
No question about it. It'll be a little more of a desperate Toms River North team tomorrow night, really playing to have a significant season. And I agree with you, two losses early on the conference is going to be very hard to overcome, for sure. I look back on the scores from last weekend, a couple things that stand out. First of all, congratulations to Marlboro. It had been a long time between W's, and Derek Siniski's guys got it done with an upset of Howell.
Yeah, 0-10 last year. And, Howell, perennial outstanding program, still missing their number one quarterback. And, John Quinlan, right? And that makes it kind of difficult for the Rebels to move the football. And but don't discredit what Marlboro did, because to get that victory and, just get it a W,
Feel good about yourself.
You feel good about it. The kids feel good about it. Probably the best week of practice they've had now this week that they've had in 2 years. So, I was happy to see that. The other big one for me was, of course, Shore Regional's very convincing victory over Asbury Park, 37-12. Most people had picked these two to be fighting it out for the championship. Shore gets the early lead here and holds on and wins a big football game. And Shore's a good football team. Coach Constantine, you know, pretty good, and that's a convincing victory for me.
I think the thing, what stood out in that game was Asbury Park, just 129 yards of total offense. The Blue Bishops have been explosive over the past few years and really short shut them down, and Mark Costantino's Blue Devils really did a great job in picking up a win. Jackson Memorial beat Toms of Reese in an interesting A-South game, 33-17. Mattawan needed overtime to beat Freehold. That was a bit of a surprise.
Yeah,
Ed.
It was. Freehold came off of a loss. Mattawan came off of a win. They get to win two overtime games this week. Besides that one, we also have Wall, who picks up their first win of the year, beating a disappointing Red Bank regional team who is off to an 0-2 start.
Red Bank Catholic on the scoreboard struggled with a 10-0 win over Manasquan. However, the Caseys had 430 yards of offense in that game. Just had trouble putting points on the board, but they improved to 2-0. Rumson, an impressive win over St. John Vianney, 35-13. Shane Fallon's group has it going again. They're off to a 2-0 start. The Purple Bulldogs are. Barnegat beat Manchester 27-0, bouncing back from the surprising loss in week one in a non-conference game to blank the Young Hawks in a B-South contest. In another game in that division, a hard-fought one in Berkeley Township, Jackson Liberty gets a first-quarter touchdown, makes it stand-up. Central had a great opportunity, got all the way down close to the Lions' goal line, could not punch it in, and Jackson Liberty 2-0 for the first time ever. With a 7-0 win over Central. One that we'll talk about a little bit later on, Monsignor Donovan bounces back from a week one loss to beat Lakewood, 18-14, a good win for the Griffins there. Point Beach impressively over Dunellen, 41-8. I think clearly John Wagner has it going again over there. Keensburg's 2-0. Ed, how about that?
Yeah.
Been a while for Brian Kamak to say that with a win last week over Spotswood in a non-conference game.
Yeah, pretty interesting article on Kingsburg in the Asbury Park Press today. If you get a chance, check out the page, the sports section there, and you'll see a nice article on their quarterback. You know, I thought Mondon's victory over Lakewood, you know, I like to talk about the Lakewood situation a little bit, of course. Tyrese Beverett, you know, their outstanding football player, quarterback and D-back, did not play. Coach's decision, L.J. Clark, the second-year head coach at Lakewood, you know, thought it was best to keep his star athlete out of the lineup. He had dehydrated in the previous game opening night and did not get much better. He is still questionable this week as far as him playing. And I think that's a pretty big loss when you take a star and an athlete out of the lineup for Lakewood. Hey, no excuses, though. Mondon played very well and got the W.
Yeah, I communicated with Coach Clark via email this week, and he said they were going to make a decision today on Beverett's status for tomorrow night, but he had not practiced early in the week. And again, you know, I think a lot of people are kind of wondering about the situation, you know, dehydration. You don't think of that as something that would sideline you for any kind of extended period. Hopefully there's not more to it than that, and we'll find out. I think Lakewood plays at Pinelands tomorrow night. I'm sure they'd love to have him in uniform. That's tough to overcome. He's their best athlete, one of the best athletes in the entire Shore.
Yeah, and I also will commend him, L.J. Clark, if it's, you know, only – you know, dehydration, you know, he's looking forward, you know, looking ahead to the career of Tyrese Beverett. You know, the kid's got an outstanding career, he's an outstanding student. He's going to go to a big-time college and play football probably in the secondary, even though he doubles as a quarterback in high school. And, you know, one, maybe two games does not make a season. Looking out for the benefit of the kid, I commend him for that.
One of the stories last week, and we touched on it on the show on Thursday night, and that was the outbreak of impetigo at Ocean Township High School. They had to forfeit their game with Neptune. The program, everything is back to normal now.
Yeah, and they started practicing, right?
Right.
Tuesday, I believe.
And everything is good. They will host Mattawan tomorrow night. Not an easy game there. I don't know how you judge that whole thing, having the extra week off, whether it's good or not. You know, I guess we'll kind of find out. And Neptune will be in that situation because they got a forfeit win, but I am sure
they would have rather played.
Coach Ciccatelli would rather have played in week two, having a week off, because he's got a big one Saturday afternoon at home against a Long Branch team that is a very dangerous opponent.
Yeah, playing without Dwight Clark. They are 2-0 on the year, looking very good. A couple kids have really stepped up, Coach Danny George, who does a great job year in and year out, just hoping, you know, to, you know, follow the green wave a little bit better and, you know, a little bit longer until Dwight Clark returns, and then they will be at full strength and be a very, very good football team.
You know, everyone says it's early in the season. Yeah, tell them to bring their food if they want. Everyone says it's early in the season, Ed, but we've talked on the fact that, you know, eight games count towards the playoffs.
Right.
After this weekend, you've played three of your eight.
Right.
So, you know, it's no longer, well, you know, it's early in the year. It's sort of already getting to that point where your season could be on the line after this weekend.
I totally agree. And you'll start seeing some playoff, situations start being written about in the paper. And, you know, it's important to get two or three wins early in the season to, solidify. Remember, this year, eight teams in each bracket. We have a new division this year, a Group 5 section. And, two or three wins could put you put your right foot into the front door of the playoffs already.
Well, joining us, our first guest of the evening, we took the food right out of their mouths, basically, and I think Boyle's not happy about that. He'll have to go back and order something else. We're delighted to be joined by Southern Regional head football coach Chuck Donahue and one of his really outstanding linemen. And, boy, we had a lot of praise for the offensive line last week in their win over Toms River South. He is Ryan Boyle, who's a senior, starts on both sides of the ball, has been a very important member of this Rams program during his high school career. Southern off to a 2-0 start following the 19-0 win over Toms River South last Friday. And, of course, right back into the frying pan tomorrow night with a big win at home against Toms River North. And as we always let the coach go first, we're delighted that Chuck could join us after practice to make the trip south to north from Manahawkin. And, Coach, you've got to be pleased to get the two wins, and I guess you'd probably be especially pleased the fact that your defense has posted back-to-back shutouts to open the season.
Yeah, Kevin, it's been a good start, and obviously, we see ourselves as a defensive program, we always have, and we spend a lot of time on that. We have an outstanding defensive coordinator in Matt Abato and CJ Tumeld in the secondary and Coach Beckett with the defensive line, and they do a great job year in and year out, and I think so far we've tackled very well, and I think we haven't given up field position, so we've made teams have to drive the ball long distance, and I think that certainly helps you defensively when you don't have your back up against the goal line all the time.
Coach, we want to talk about this game tomorrow night mainly, but just a couple quick questions about last week. 19 quick points. I thought that the end of the first half, I know you weren't happy about it, the way you managed the clock there and the way the quarterback managed the clock, whoever's fault it was. But
mine,
exactly.
You know.
It's always the coach's fault. But I thought that had a little carryover into the second half. What do you think?
Well, I just thought that we had a situation to get two plays in, we had used our timeouts, it's not so much you're worried about a score there. It's a situation and experience, that we blew.
Right.
I don't worry about that. I worry about, here's a time you really, you practice two-minute drill a couple times a week, but here's a real deal here, and we messed it up. So, I think that, and then coming out again in the second half, for whatever reason, we just didn't come out as sharp as we left the field, that's for sure. I thought we left some opportunities on the field even in the second half, and it was just one of those kind of ball games. Luckily enough, defensively, we were able to hold on.
Well, let's bring in Ryan Boyle, who is a senior two-way lineman for the Rams. And, Ryan, obviously it was your home opener. I thought you guys came out with a lot of emotion and played that first half with a lot of emotion. But even us up in the broadcast booth thought you lost a little bit of the edge in the second half. I don't know if it was the 19-0 lead, you relaxed, whatever it was. But I'm sure you probably feel that you've probably got to play four quarters of football more consistently to have a really good year.
Yeah, well, about that, I don't know. I think when we went in, we had a couple seconds left on the clock. Abe Gonzalez, we stopped at the one. That kind of brought us down a little bit. That kind of maybe brought down our momentum. But I thought we played well in the second half. We definitely should have scored a lot more than we did. We didn't actually score any points, but either way.
Well, I'm delighted the coach brought you on tonight because, the offensive linemen very rarely in the defensive linemen get a chance to do this. It's usually quarterbacks, running backs, receivers. But we talked last week, and I think Coach would probably be the first to admit that he thought one of the strengths of this team coming back this year was the offensive line. And I really focused on your play last Friday night, and it really seems like as a unit you guys are very cohesive. I know most of you played together last year, and it looks like one of the strengths of the team. And I thought you had a great performance last week, especially opening up the holes for your two running backs.
Yeah, I thought we played the O-line. I thought we played really well. The center, Bailey Bellissimo, he's back this year. I'm back this year. We got a new left tackle, Tom Pasquale. New right tackle, Nick Jenks. And then Frankie Thiessen, he worked in at right guard. And then, I thought we all played well. Like, we all know how each other play, and we can all support each other. It's cohesive.
Yeah.
Ryan, how come Bailey Bellissimo isn't a running back? He's got those genes, right? Although I did see him on the sidelines, he's a little bit bigger.
I see him on defense. When he's chasing down the ball, dude, he's got wheels.
He can run, right?
He's got wheels.
And how about, I know he left last week with a little minor injury. Okay this week?
Oh, yeah, he's fine. I just think maybe eat some more bananas. Cramping up, man. Yeah.
Is that what it was? Okay. Chuck, let's talk a little bit about the Mariners now. A different type of team here. You got basically a pretty experienced team. They were missing their quarterback who graduated last year, and this kid, Carmen Scalfani, has seemed to step in. I know you saw him live, and of course you've seen him on film a few times. He has stepped in to lead this offense that is very dangerous.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they have a lot of speed, as everybody knows. It's spread out. They don't have you bunched up. They're sideline to sideline. They use a lot of the players in various ways with speed sweeps and things like that. There's dangerous, very dangerous. I thought he played really well last week. That was a big game. And as a sophomore, Ryan and I were talking about coming up in the car about him. And I think for a he played really well early this week. That was a big game. And as a sophomore, Ryan and I were talking about coming up in the car. Didn't know about him. And I think for a big game that early in the year, I thought the quarterback played very well. I thought there were some things that didn't go his way.
At the end
of the ball game, and kids are going to try and maybe force a thing here, force a thing there. But overall, I thought he ran the offense very well. And they had a bounce back from a big loss in that center. That's a good football player. You lose a guy like that, a couple changes here. You move a guy here, you move a guy there. And it's not quite the same, So Woodfield will be, we'll have that, straightened out this week to their advantage, and really the quarterback has another week under his belt, and it should be a good game. The Toms River Southern games, other than really one, there was one game a few years ago in the playoffs, wasn't a very good game. Besides that, they've always been very, very competitive and hard fought, and I think the same thing's going to happen tomorrow night.
I want to go back a little bit, Coach. This is your 15th season, I believe, as Matt Hawk, and 39 overall. You coached for many years down in South Jersey. And we have talked a lot about it. We're going back a little bit. For a lot of years, we always thought that Southern was that sleeping giant. One of the things we said was, it's a program that needs to learn what it's like to win, get a taste of winning, and want to keep that taste. You've have turned the corner. You made progress. You talked about the HW, the Glenn Clarkson team. You got all the way to a sectional final, played a great game. Last year, you came through and won that first division championship, that A-South title. And it seems like really the program has really started to establish itself in these last few years.
Well, I think the biggest thing is, and I can only, the years that I've been here, when we started the program out 15 years ago, we had no idea we were getting into it. You know, seriously. I mean, you know, there's a reputation that the short conference has down south all the time. But when you get up here and your lineup is that lineup every single week, and you get into from the bottom to the middle is hard. You know, you've got to be in some good teams to get to the middle of the division. And there was a couple of years there, you know, in the 2000s, first decade, and up to the top. You know, Freehold had their best teams. You know, and then you're playing Bricktown. One year we had 7 playoff teams on the schedule. And when you're trying to climb from the bottom up to the top, it's a tough thing. It's a really, really tough thing to do. And there was a couple times we got in the Jackson game, and there were 3 times if we had won, we would have won the title or tied. Maybe we'd come up shorter. You know, we'd just go up short. Defense didn't work out, but I think the one thing about our program is that we have it's been done the same way every single year. I think we build it on defense, we build it on tackling. I think we're a good tackling team. The coach in the state, we train hard in the offseason. We do all the things we have to do to win. And the kids have bought into the program, and consequently, the coach in the state consistent. You know, we haven't had turnovers in the coaching staff. All the things that we need, we have tremendous support in our community. We have everything that we. No, everything that we want, everything that we need to win, we have. There's no excuses for us, you know, not to win, and we expect to win.
Ryan, that's what I'm going to say. How about this school itself, you know, the non-football players? Of course, the football players are excited, but what's it been like in school, you know? I mean, they expect you guys to do it this year.
Oh, yeah. I walk down the hallway. Everyone's always telling me, yo, good luck on Friday. I'm expecting you guys to win. Look in the stands. Everyone's cheering all the time. You know?
Big crowd. Oh, yeah. Big crowd.
Big crowd all the time. You always see, like, everyone chanting. You know, it's coming up with new stuff.
You guys you've been a part of the success now. Step on the field. Do you buy into my theory a little bit that maybe you guys, and again, before you, but needed to learn what it's like to win? Like, I would imagine you now step on the field each weekend expecting to win.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the difference is, you know, I've been playing since I was a freshman. Freshman year, you know, I was kind of like, everyone, the kids that started, they wanted it. They wanted to win. But I feel like some of the kids that didn't really play that much, they're kind of just like, down it a little bit. They're like, all right, I'm comfortable where I am. But as years went on, like, especially last year, like, every single person that's sitting on the field just wanted to win. Even the scout team, they want to win. And, you know, they're pushing everybody. Everybody's working as hard as they can. You know,
one of the aspects of
same thing this year.
So, Ryan, mentioned some of your partners in crime. I mean, for the start offensive
line. Well, he gave us the offensive line.
Yeah, defensive line.
Just the defensive guys up there that you shared a time with.
Got left and they got Spanky. Anthony
Spanky. Yeah. We want to make names.
Yeah, we call him Spanky.
We'll keep that in mind tomorrow night.
Definitely.
And then I got Bailey Bellissimo at nose guard. And then Frank Thiessen at right tackle. And Nick Jinks was playing with Spanky every now and then. And then we got Zach Amir and John Edwards. We got Mike Manafo right behind me, and Al Manzo. John Edwards switches in with them, too. And I just think that all of us together, we all know how we are. We just play.
Tons of staff to under 100 yards of total offense last week. I mean, that's a number that, you know, you hold a team under 100 yards, you put a zero on the board. Defense eats well that weekend after that.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
well prepared. You know what we're doing.
Okay, Chuck, how do we beat them tomorrow?
It goes back to the tackling. I think, you know, they're going to pop plays. You know, they got team receivers. They're going to catch balls. We got to put them on the ground. I think that's important. And obviously, anytime you play an explosive team, you got to hold the ball. You need to run the ball and execute the running game. You know, for elimination of penalties, so that you're down in distance. You know, all the typical things that you need to do against an explosive team. We need to do. I don't think we're. I wouldn't call us an explosive team. Danny Higgins, we're a ball control, grind it out, field position type of team. And I think that, you know, Danny Higgins' shoulder is better than it was last week, and last week it was better than the week before. I think it's necessary for us to throw the ball this week. I think he's got to be, you know, he's got to be a factor this week, and he's going to have to beat some you know, good athletes and some good coverage. I don't think last year we used him the way we probably should have used him last week. But, you know, this is a young week. We've got to get him involved in some of our other, you know, wide receivers, Hamlin, and little Vinny, and kid. We've got a young kid that Kevin playing named Jensen that we think a lot of athletically. He's an explosive, fast kid. And while we can't replace Kevin Burrow as a wideout, you know, this other kid can go. And it's just getting going in the right direction and running the right patterns. And we played a little bit last week, and we playing him a little bit this week. And hopefully we'll get another downfield receiver that can stretch the defense. And I have total confidence in our offensive line. I believe that, you know, they're a solid unit. You know, Dylan Larson and Chuck do a great job with the offensive line. And I know those kids are ready to play. They're experienced, and the load's on them.
Let me ask you this. We got this week. You mentioned the offensive line, but one of the things I noticed last week, tell me if I'm wrong, you've had bigger offensive lines in your tenure at Madden Hawkins. But watching those guys last week, I think it may be the most athletic group. When I watched them pull on the sweep, they're good. Matter of fact, a couple times, what I love, your running backs with the hands right on the lineman in front of them, followed him through and made a read.
Yeah, I just think these kids are, we're not going to overpower anybody. What we need with these kids is to get them on a flank, get them in space, get them out on screens, you know, use their athletic ability. There's no question it's an athletic line. They're fun to coach. They're not big. We have a history of a big lineman. Everybody assumes we're big again. You know, when I say we're not that big, everybody's like rolling their eyes when when I talk to them. The truth of the matter is they're very athletic. They're strong. They're in great physical shape. They've trained extremely hard. And they're not pulling bad weight around. You know, they're not pulling a lot of bad stuff. You know, they're athletic, and they get out, and they're extremely aggressive.
One last quick question. You got 30 seconds. We got to talk about running backs. Higgins, Wallace, tremendous game last week, and Robbie Gaither, you know, two-headed running back situation this year helps you a lot in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I mean, we had an amazing year out of everybody. TJ Blissmo last year, TJ. Yeah, amazing year, carry-wise. But this year, it's a different situation. And I think everybody in the program is happy for Abe. Tremendously happy for Abe. And then his kid has paid his dues. And now it's his turn. And, you know, good programs, when the kid gets a chance to play, you know, he steps up. And Yazor is his compliment right now. He's a splash type runner, not real big, but a junior will hit somebody, will block. And between the two of them and Higgs, and, you know, hopefully our offense will get better and better, and our offensive line can buy us time until we do.
Give Ryan 30 seconds. Tell us about something to yourself. What's your favorite subjects in school? What are your plans after high school graduation?
Well, I'm planning on going to college, but honestly, my favorite subject in school is probably history and
probably
sports. That's a given. That's what it is. That's why I said it. History and then probably science. Okay. I like both those subjects very well.
Would you like to play football in college somewhere?
Probably. Okay. Probably.
And what's the goals for this season? What do you want this team to accomplish this fall?
I just expect us to play as a unit every single game, try our hardest, and I expect
There you go. Ryan Boyle, Chuck Donahue, I really appreciate you coming down tonight. We look forward to seeing you. We'll be on your turf tomorrow night. Looking forward to it.
It's a beautiful place, and thank you for inviting us. I'm very thankful that you brought us up here.
You know, Chuck, I've been down there for 2 weeks, you know, back-to-back games. So I moved into the field house. You probably never saw it.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
I'll be moving out Friday.
We come back. Great refreshments, too.
You better be voted in the Asbury Park.
All right.
You know, best refreshments.
All right.
We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll go from the Rams to the Griffins. Von Don's up next. You're listening to the Barnabas Helm High School Football Show on 105.7 The Hawk.